In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. In our faith, we are not supposed to carry bulldozer. We are supposed to use our words. And you shall speak to this mountain. Are you here? It is people that lack understanding in the faith that use fleshy means to achieve spiritual results. You are my enemy. I will fight you. This area will not take two of us. You don't understand. They speak to the mountain. We speak to the mountain. We come today. We speak to every situation that is meant to embarrass us. We say, let them be taken away. Let them be taken away. Any evil plan against you by anything, by anybody, let them be taken away. 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 This week your plans to succeed. Lift your two hands up. Say, Lord, cause my plans to succeed this week. Let's just talk it. Cause my plans. Cause my plans to succeed. Cause my plans to succeed. Lift your hands to him. Let my plans succeed. Tell him your plans. Tell him your plans. I hope it's not a crooked plan. I hope it's not a move by your power. Let's take one more prayer. Let me have a tangible experience of your goodness this week. Let me have a tangible experience of your goodness this week, Lord. Let me have a provable experience of your goodness. Let me have a touchable experience. important things you can get in life is wisdom. And why? That's why the Bible says wisdom is the principal thing with all your getting. That means with everything that depends on you, get wisdom. It is, that means wisdom. Nadikoko. I wish I understand PG enough to finish it. It's the main thing. It's what will change your life. It's what gives you advantage. So with everything you have in you, get it. It's like a parable of Jesus about a merchant that saw a land with treasure. He went back, sold everything he had, and went to purchase that land. Because there's a treasure on it. A man that runs after wisdom is a wise man. But you know what? We need to differentiate wisdom. There are three kinds of wisdom on earth. We took it in the first service. Now just say some things and we move on. Three kinds of wisdom. Number one wisdom is the wisdom of man. That is the one you keep defining. When they say what is wisdom, you say wisdom is the application of knowledge. That is human wisdom. That is man's wisdom. It is limited in its capacity to give you an advantage. It's the wisdom of man. It comes through experience, through books, through education, through old age, through observation, through intelligence. It is the wisdom that you learn from the things you have suffered or not. From things you have seen or not. But you don't have to suffer like everybody suffer before you ask why you are wise. It is the wisdom of man. There is a wisdom that is called the wisdom of the world, the wisdom of this age, or the wisdom of the devil. That's the second part of wisdom. It's a corrupted wisdom of the earth that turns things upside down. It's a corrupted wisdom that makes a man look and say, I have searched through science everywhere. There is no God. And you ask, how can there be an effect without a cause? They say there is a big bang. Something just is bam. And then everything came to be. So people move from fish to crocodile. From crocodile, I mean fish to frog, frog to amphibian. He came to live in land and he changed to another thing. And he was changing and he has been changing. Up till now, we are still not changed. We should have changed something. But we are still waiting. It is the wisdom of the world. That wisdom includes demonic wisdom that makes a man do charm, magic, psychic, and all those things. They are wisdom that gets nobody nowhere. And this wisdom appeals to your physical senses. The wisdom of the world appeals to your physical senses. It appears what you see. It appears what you hear. It appears what you touch. It appears to the word you speak. It is the wisdom of the world. Is that same wisdom that will make a man chop and belly full and say, I don't want my wife again. Now men, I want you to follow. And you cannot stop me. I am free. I have freedom. You people are not wise. You people do not understand that I am the master of my destiny. And I've heard people say it in church, in preaching, motivation speaking. You are, I'm the master of my destiny. The master of my life. How about Jesus? And you are a Christian. And they will say, lift your hand. Say anything that will happen depends on me. Because I am a master of my destiny. Whatever a man can imagine, he can become. Imagine you are a frog and become a frog. Is the wisdom of the world. There is a superior wisdom that God has made available to his people. But that wisdom looks like foolishness when you have been occupied with the human wisdom and the devil's wisdom for a long time. When you have been preoccupied with application of knowledge as wisdom, when you are preoccupied with the wisdom that comes from your senses, when you are occupied with the wisdom that comes from research alone, When the God kind of wisdom manifests itself to you, it looks like stupidity. It looks like the God's wisdom is greater than anybody. Are we here, church? Elijah was running away from Jezebel. Where do you think God took him to? He took him to Zarephath of what? Of Tyre and Sidon. Where was Jezebel from? He was from there. So if you are running after me, is it in your hometown or go to rest, hide, when I know all the people in your hometown are for you? The wisdom of God took him and said, the wisdom of human being will say, he can never be on my hometown. Let me just show you them. Go and keep him near him, near his father's palace. Stay there and be enjoying yourself with the widow, Jare, with the widow's food. Enjoy yourself there. They were looking for him. Human wisdom did not take them to his hometown. Look at Moses now. Kill all the men in the land. And God said, woman, I will show you wisdom. Put him on the waters. Then he sent the daughter, the beloved daughter of the one causing the problem. Oh yeah, go to the river. Go and carry him. Keep him. Shebi will talk and go kill the deliverer. Now you go take care of the deliverer. Wisdom. Where can you learn that knowledge for you to apply it? Where can you learn this kind of? And you say, wisdom is applied knowledge. It is human wisdom that is applied knowledge. It doesn't have the capacity to distinguish you. It is the wisdom of God that has the capacity to lift you up, that has the capacity to distinguish you. So if we read the Bible, we discover that most of us have human wisdom, but we are very stupid in the sight of God, very foolish in the sight of heaven. And that is what we need to resolve this morning and call people back to the God kind of wisdom. Listen to me. I am not saying human wisdom is wrong. Go to school. Learn by observation. Get the right education. Have intelligence. Be smart. Do your work well. Do your work smartly. That you need that to do well or not. But you don't need that. You need that to do well or not. But for you to excel better than the world, you need the wisdom of God. Is that okay? The pastor preached about wisdom. He said, maybe we don't go to school again. I did not say so. I said, there is something higher than it. Hey, you know what? The wisdom of God is so simple. The key that opens it is so simple that we refuse to see it. The key that opens the wisdom of God is so simple that we refuse to see it. And because most of us have gone to school, our thinking process has become complex that we no longer see and experience simple things. Psalm 111 verse 10. Psalm 111 verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All those who practice it have good understanding. His praise endures forever. The fear of the Lord is the key, is the access to the multi-dimensional wisdom of God. Even in church, when we ask what wisdom means, wisdom is application of knowledge. That's not what the Bible says. Wisdom is the fear of the Lord. You remember what Joseph said? Joseph said, but I fear God. Wisdom is access by the fear of the Lord. And the fear of the Lord is to run away from sin. The fear of the Lord is to run away from iniquity.
the fear of the Lord is to flee sexual immorality. The fear of the Lord is to stop lying. The fear of the Lord is to follow the commandment of the Lord. Many people no longer have access to the wisdom of God because we no longer fear God. Is it not in church that you do business with somebody and he will dupe you? Is it not in church that somebody will lie against you? Is it not somebody in church that somebody will use your name to take something? Has that not happened to face that? Is it not the church that you help somebody and the person will turn against you? Is it not the church that you help somebody and somebody will go and connect your enemies against you?
There's no fear of the Lord. Therefore, people are looking for help everywhere. Everybody that used to help before, they are no longer happy. Because many people around them have betrayed them. They have shown them. And they have called themselves believers. There is no fear of the Lord again. When some people look at you, they just look at them and say, let me see what I can take from this man. They say, I like you. I want to be your friend. Some say, I want you to be my mentor. Some say, I want you to be my accountability partner. Some say, which other word we use in church? Oh? But he's saying all those things so that you will lose your guard. And he will dupe you. And he will take from you. And he will never ever give you anything in return. I've said it before and I will say it again today. Please, let me beg you as my church members. Whenever you are outside the church and somebody wants to introduce himself and he says, my name is Pastor. If he starts with Pastor, because the day where the name man, Pastor, no day the name. When he said, my name is Bishop, my name is Apostle, my name is Pastor, the first thing you do is put defense around you. Because if you don't take care, the person is about to dupe you. There is no more fear of the Lord. I know many people have experience here. You are smiling. I'm a pastor, but I'm giving you a pastoral advice. Do we understand? Listen to me. Betrayal goes with our challenges that we face. If you have been betrayed by any church member, don't stop doing good. Continue. Let nobody block your blessings. They will keep betraying you. It's in their blood. Because the fear of the Lord is no longer in the church. And therefore, wisdom has took on wings and has flown away. If I want to look at betrayal, personal experience, I will not mount the altar again. But I know the assignment. I know the call. I know what I'm called to do. And I will not allow any small girl, small boy, anybody, anywhere to betray me to leave the sin. What am I saying? There is no fear of God in church again. The difference between Saul and David was the fear of God. In fact, many people will tell you that the sin of Saul was not as terrible as the sin of David. Some people will tell you that. Saul, go and destroy everybody. He did not. But when Samuel came, what was he doing? He was defending himself. The people. He was giving an excuse. He had no fear. David slept with a man's wife. Killed the man. But when the Lord showed him, he had no excuse. He bowed down immediately and asked for forgiveness. There's a difference. When you look at God face to face and he reprimands you and you give an excuse, you have no fear of God in you. I've had experience of this. I shared with them in the first service. Look at the life of Gehazi. Living with Elisha. He did so. Where have you been to? He started lying. In church, two people will commit sexual morality. They will come to church together. You catch them. You want to make amends. You want to cancel them. They will gather together and talk. If we get to the panel, you will say this. We will say this. We will say this. Let's get to the panel. And say, I'm sorry. But they will gather and tell you what. They will say what they want to say. No fear of God. No wonder things are not working for them. When we get there, let's just say, it is not like that, oh, let's just say, I've had calls
to be on his very panel where a woman was caught in adultery. And what was the excuse? My husband commits adultery and I want to pay him back. That is the wisdom of the world. It can lead nobody anywhere. The fear of the Lord is the access to wisdom. Can I shock you? When you stop fearing God, you're on your way to perdition. You're on your way to destruction. When the word of God no longer has impact in your life, look at how I'm breathing now. When that word is bounding off your body like nobody, oh, may God have mercy on you. You're on your way to destruction already. The fear of the Lord, the fear of the Lord is the access key to wisdom. You must be able at any time to say, I fear God. There must be a testimony about you in your place of work that he fears God. Your life in church, at home, in the office must be the same. Your life at home, in church, in the office, in the market must be the same. There must be the fear of God upon us. Let's lift our hands. Lift your hands to him. Oh Lord, let there be a fresh baptism of your fear upon your people. Let there be a fresh baptism of the fear of God. A fresh baptism of the fear of God upon my life. Break every stony heart in me. 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 Let there be a fear of the Lord upon me. Enough of living my way by human wisdom. I receive instructions in the fear of the Lord. I receive instructions in the fear of the Lord. I receive instructions in the fear of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praised. So the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom, or the entry point into wisdom. And God's wisdom grants us access to the mind of God, to the strategies of God, to the ways of God, to the perspective of God. Ecclesiastes 7:11. Ecclesiastes 7:11. Wisdom is good with an inheritance. It is an advantage to those who see the sun. Some translations say it is profit. So wisdom has an advantage, and wisdom is profitable. From my own study, I have like 25 advantages that wisdom gives. I've taken 3 in the first service. I would like to continue here in the second service. Number 4, or the first one for this service, the wisdom of God comes with other great companions. When you have the wisdom of God that comes, that you can access only by the fear of the Lord, it comes with some great companions. 2 Chronicles 1:10-12. That what we are saying is that wisdom of God does not work alone. Wisdom of God comes with his partners. Wisdom of God comes with other things into your life. When you have the wisdom of God, other things follow you. 2 Chronicles 1:10-12. Give me now wisdom and knowledge to go out and come in before this evil. For who can govern this evil of yours, which is so great? So if God appears in this church today and say, give me something, and say, ask for anything, How many people will raise their hand and say, my father, give me the fear. I'm not going to say my father, but give me wisdom. My father, give me the fear of God. How many people? In Nigeria, anointing move. They ask God for something. God, give me the fear of God. That is why all what we are looking for, we cannot get. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added. Wisdom has companions and use him. Most of the time, we are looking for the companions of wisdom. But they are under the direction of wisdom. Please listen to me. Most of the things we ask for, that we pray for, they follow wisdom. They don't walk alone. They go with wisdom. Wherever wisdom goes, they follow. The fear of the Lord is a key to most of the things you are looking for in life. Verse 11, sir. 11 and 12. God answered Solomon, because this was in your heart, and you have not asked for possessions, wealth, honor, or the life of those who hate you, and have not even asked for long life, but have asked for wisdom and knowledge for yourself, that you may govern my people, over whom I have made you a king. Verse 12. Wisdom and knowledge are granted to you. I will also give you riches, possessions, and honor, such as none of the kings who were before you and none after you shall have the life. Listen, that means we have been praying wrong prayer points for the writings. Hello, are we in church? That means we have been praying the wrong prayer points for the right prayers. Wrong prayer points for the right expectations. Most of the things we ask for only follow wisdom. And wisdom is the fear of the Lord. Wisdom is the obedience to the word of the Lord. So what is the definition of a foolish man? Is a man that has no fear of God. He might be a professor. What is the definition of a stupid man? A man that has no fear of the Lord. A man living in his sin and covering it. He that covereth his sin shall not prosper. So he can be in church and shaking his head like a gamariza. Oh Lord, wealth this week. I said, go on, thy plan. Let it succeed. My wealth, money, honor. He's wasting his time. It is only given to those who fear the Lord. We need to know that most of the things we have been asking for can only be accessed through the fear of the Lord. I ask that the Lord will make you wise. In the name of Jesus. I'm not talking head knowledge. I'm not talking school knowledge. I'm talking wisdom that grants access to everything that you need. Number two for this service. Wisdom of God, help us with strategic decisions. Listen to me. When you start a business and the business begins to grow, you need to recruit people to work with you. If you take the wrong people, all your sweat, they can take it away in a day. Human wisdom, when making a choice for who to recruit, says, look at the qualification. BSc, Mungo Park. After that, EFCC, 419, and all those things. So you look at the qualification, he qualifies. He writes the test, he passes. But when he comes for the interview, there is a hunch in you that the fear of the Lord puts, and you say, a check, and say, even though this man meets all the qualifications, there is something about this person. Sir, pause. Human wisdom says that person's competence makes him the best. God's wisdom says he does not have the character to work in your company. He will bring you down. But there is nothing on the CV that says he will bring him down. There are many people that are about to take strategic decisions about their life, and they have recruited the enemy to be their partner.
They have recruited the enemy to be the house girl. They have left the shop to the enemy. One of our family friends has a chemist and was doing well, got a job, was doing well, and got to a time that he discovered that the person he put in the chemist, since the money was not flowing like before again. One day he was at home when a customer came to meet him and said, "How do I use this medicine?" And he looked at him and said, "How can you go and buy drug in another person's shop? And you bring it to my house to tell you how to use this?" He said, "No, I bought it in your shop now yesterday, in my shop." According to records, nothing was sold in my shop yesterday. He said, "I was there and people were in the shop that time. Many people bought that." What was the sales guy doing? He was selling in the shop and he would go and buy and replace and carry the profit. He would sell, he would go and buy and replace. The owner was somewhere. He didn't know. When he was recruiting, wisdom could have told him, she's from your village. She looks good. She looks attractive. Then now she go kill your business. Woman wisdom cannot separate some things. God kind of wisdom helps you when you are taking strategic decisions about your life. And if you are one of those people dropping people's money in their business and you are here, I fear God. I don't want to pronounce curses on people here. I had a neighbor that started a block industry and went to the village to bring his brother to come and run it because he doesn't want Abuja people to carry the money. Went to the village one day and discovered that the junior brother has almost finished his house. But he doesn't have a house anywhere. We were neighbors when we were renting together. So he went home angry. They called family meeting. And the family said, "Who do you want to steal your money? Not be you, no one come village, come build. The one where come build, now wahala. Wasting now. You not even like your brother. If that happens to you, what will you do? No family will ever come to your house again." Listen to me. Listen. Human wisdom is limited. God's wisdom is the only wisdom that gives you the capacity not to make mistakes, capacity not to make error, capacity for your eye to be upon every detail. It is only the wisdom of God. I was telling them in first service about a family friend, brother, who was waiting for the fruit of a womb. Prayed and prayed and prayed. And one day a prophet came to the house, prayed for her, prayed for the family, and said, "Change the location of your bed." Is there any medical book in the world that says when a man is looking for a fruit of a womb, he should change the location of a bed? Woman wisdom is limited, sir. The wisdom of the world is limited. They changed the bed. And the following man conceived and was pregnant. But I know some people who go to school past all of us. They don't come again. "I don't need to change the bed. I bought my bed. I rented my house. I want it in that corner. No pastor anywhere can come and tell me to change it." That is why you are still suffering. I came to church one day, preached powerfully about house cleansing, how you need to remove some things in your house. So I'm saying, whatever, let me buy out. They suffer the consequences. The wisdom of God looks like foolishness to a man. Change your bed. Now you buy out.
May I keep on where I want. May the wisdom of God enables us to take good strategic decisions. And that was what Ezra was asked to do. The next one is the fact that wisdom of God gives us supernatural strength. Ecclesiastes 7:19. Wisdom. Is it on the screen? Can the whole church read together? Let's go. Wisdom gives strength to the wise man more than 10 rulers who are in the city. Listen to me. It is not talking, you know, when it's not talking about give man strength more than another man. It's not saying it's giving strength more than another man. He said he gives him strength more than the ruler. So, Buhari is a ruler of Nigeria. And there are some forces and powers backing him up. He's a commander-in-chief. The military of Nigeria are behind him. All the powers of resources of Nigeria are behind him. But the wisdom of God upon a man is powerful and gives strength more than 10 presidents and their capacity. And their military. That's what the wisdom of God does for you. Can we lift our two hands and say, strengthen me by your wisdom, O Lord. Strengthen me by your wisdom. 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 I receive strength by your wisdom. I receive strength by your wisdom. Strengthen me by your wisdom, O Lord. Strengthen me by your wisdom, O Lord. I receive the strength of the Lord. I receive strength by wisdom. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Job 28 verse 12. Let's just try and close. Job 28 verse 12. And then verse 20 after that. Job 28 12. That's it. But where can wisdom be found? Where can it be found? If you read Job 28, it's a journey of Job. A journey of a man that Job wrote about that was going in search of wisdom everywhere and could not find it. Let me have verse 20 also. But where can wisdom be found? From where then does wisdom come? And I know some are asking that question in church. And you know the question, the answer is Colossians 2 verse 3. Can we check it? Colossians 2 verse 3. Remember, I'm not preaching about the wisdom of the world. I'm not teaching about human wisdom. For I want you to know how a great struggle I have for you and for those at Laodicea and for all who have not seen me. You jump from 1 to 3, sir. That their hearts may be encouraged. Being knit together in love to reach all the riches of full assurance of understanding and the knowledge of God's mystery, which is in Christ. Let's go on. Which is in Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Where is wisdom? Where does a man find wisdom? The wisdom of God. Not the wisdom that comes by accumulation of knowledge and education. If it is that, some of us are reading and keep reading, and we are knowledgeable. But that's not it. In Christ is hidden all the treasure of wisdom and knowledge. Are you not favored? Christ in you is hidden. All wisdom, all knowledge. Pastor, how can I have access to wisdom? in Christ is hidden all the treasure of wisdom and knowledge.
The wisdom that lifts you up, that elevates you, that places you above the enemy, can only be found in Christ. And it is accessed by the fear of the Lord. And after you have accessed it, it is relayed to you by words, by instructions, by guidance, by direction. And the wisdom of God are multidimensional. There is wisdom for business, wisdom for family. Some have wisdom to handle family. They don't have wisdom to do business. So they have good families, but they are poor. Some have godly wisdom for business, but they don't have wisdom for family. So they are very rich, but they have divorced 6 times. There is a multi-dimensional wisdom of God for you to reign and rule in every area of your life. And that wisdom is hidden in Christ Jesus. And He makes it available when we have the fear of God. And He releases it one after the other through His word, through instructions, directions. Be able to do this today. Be able to do that tomorrow. Be able to give this to this person. Be able to do that. Be able to don't go to this place. The wisdom of God. It looks stupid. It looks foolish to the men of the world. But it elevates and differentiates everybody. Bow down our heads. Let us pray together. Don't leave this church, this service today, without an access to the God kind of wisdom. And this wisdom is only made available in Christ. Only made available in Christ. How do I get this wisdom, Pastor? Give your life to Christ. For in Christ are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. So today you want to give your life to Christ so that you might have access to this superior wisdom of God. You have tried all you can, and things are not working according to that. You need the wisdom of God. And you want an access to it today. Wherever you are, can you lift your right hand up? I want to give my life to Christ that I might have access. Access to God's wisdom. Anybody, any mom, anybody? Access. I want to give my life to Christ that I have access to His wisdom. If you raise your hand, you have been given a card. There's somebody waving at you at the back. Please, can you just stand up and go to the back? Can we leave our two hands to Him? The foolishness of God is greater than the wisdom of man. But there is no foolishness of God. Can we pray, let there be a fresh release of your wisdom upon every area of my life. Let there be a fresh release of your wisdom in every area of my life. Let there be a fresh release of your wisdom in every area of my life. Let there be a fresh release of your wisdom in every area of our life. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Please listen to me attentively. Woman wisdom has made us to disobey simple instructions of God. There are some things you are going through that God just gives an instruction that needs obedience. But what you want to do is to say it is the enemy. Today, at Wednesday service, we go set one. Don't worry, let me go and see my pastor. By the time when my pastor pray, he goes see. And you come and pastor say, no, that's not the way. Do something. You just look at it. Naaman has the world's wisdom. He was just asked by the wisdom of God, go and dip yourself in the river 7 times. You look at it. It's River Havana, not in Syria. How will I go to Jordan, dirty Jordan, and go and dip myself 7 times? the people started begging him. If he has asked you to bring money, wouldn't you have given him money?
If by wisdom he asked you to go and dip, wouldn't you go?
Many instructions in church look stupid, but they are the source of your progress. But a man that is not wise in church thinks that prayer will replace obedience to God's instruction. I pray for everybody here from the bottom of my heart. Wisdom that separates.
Wisdom that elevates. Wisdom that comes from instruction. He said, and you hear your voice. You hear a voice. This is the way.
Walk in it.
Let the Lord release that wisdom upon everybody here. In the name of Jesus.
Can I say this last thing and I sit down? Listen to me. God does not speak after the last instruction has not been obeyed.
Wisdom makes you to know. God has asked you to go and apologize to somebody. You refuse to go.
But you are looking for an answer to a prayer you are praying.
It doesn't happen.
God's wisdom follows respect and obedience to the last instruction. Therefore, I pray for everybody here to receive that grace
to obey every instruction that have gone ahead of you already. In the name of Jesus. God bless you and grace to you. Lift up your hands together for the Lord. Can you just tell him, thank you. Lord, we thank you. Let me be known by your wisdom. Let me be known by your wisdom. Let me hear your words of wisdom. Let me hear your instruction of wisdom. Let me hear your directives of wisdom. Let me not go astray. From today, I will no longer make any error, no longer commit any mistake. I will not say I am human. I am human, but I have the Spirit of God. I am human, but I have the wisdom of God. Let the wisdom of God make a way for me. Let the wisdom of God establish me. Let the wisdom of God separate me. Let the wisdom of God keep me from fumbling. Let the wisdom of God help me. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you shalom. Wisdom. And it was written, Jesus grew in wisdom and favor. Let that be your testimony this week. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. God bless you.